views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. So glad you're joining us here today here on KKNW AM 1150 radio here in the Seattle area. You might be listening somewhere else around the world on Transformation Talk Radio on one of the 90 syndicated stations. I think that's it gets played in various places at various times, or perhaps on ChristineUpchurch.com after the fact. But whenever and wherever you're listening from today, I'm so glad you've joined us here because we are going to talk about change. I think it's something we all crave. It's something that happens to us whether we want it or not. So how do we embrace it and how do we shift? But before we get into that, I'd like to say hello to my better half here in the studio who does his magic so you can hear the conversations and the talking, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hi, Benny.
The talking.
Well, it's so funny because I'm thinking about conversation. Today,
right.
We are going to be having conversations with our listeners.
Yeah.
You know, we don't do this very often. Nope. So many shows, they have lots of callers call in. And, you know, by choice, what we've done on the show is we've focused on having really quality, deep conversation. And today, I'd like to have that conversation with you, the listener. So, you know, I'm going to get into the topic and all that. But Benny, just to get people primed and ready, can you please share with them what the telephone number is?
Sure. If you'd like to join us there, it's, of course, the Transformation Talk Radio's network. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And just give me a couple of minutes while I shuffle and run around doing my producer thing, so I'll get to your, the phones as quickly as I can.
Yeah. You know, I think that a whole lot of people I know and love and respect, from friends and colleagues to people who have been in my workshops, to people who've been clients, to people who are conscious and on their paths, are feeling stuck. A lot of us are kind of saying like, whoa, what's going on? I used to have this down. I used to have, you know, known about how to manifest all the things that I wanted, or most of the things I wanted, and I was feeling pretty good, and I felt like things were in balance, and suddenly, you know, from the external world to maybe my personal world, things are getting kind of shifted around against my will. And I tell you, really, there are a couple of things going on. One is I think we're getting a major influx of divine feminine energy, and it's really teaching us how to let go in order for us to shift. But, you know, we're also kind of entering a new realm where we're working with things energetically a little differently. So if you're hearing my voice and you're feeling like you have been tossed about, like you're out on the ocean, but instead of being in a motorboat, you know, with your GPS and you're actually on a raft and you're just trying to stay afloat, you're not alone. It's happening to a lot of us. And there is great power in that. And we also want to know, how do we create positive change? How do we shift where we're at? And for many people, you may be completely satisfied in your life. But I suspect, even if you're incredibly self-aware and very evolved, that there's still something in your life you'd like to change. And I tell you, I think that people often think in terms of, they've got it down pretty well, but there's some way in which they're struggling. And there can be various reasons for that. I mean, it can be that you've got mixed results. You know, taking the approaches you take, doing the things that you're doing creates change in some areas of your life, but the same kinds of approach or the same life you're living, you don't have the kind of change you want in another area of your life. I think people can also be overwhelmed. I tell you, you know, here on this show, we do about 50 shows a year. And my associate producer, Peggy Snow, and I probably come across at least, you know, number of books is probably in the hundreds. And we turn down a whole lot of people who are requesting to be on the show. So there's so much information out there. It can be overwhelming. And I think that also sometimes what happens to us is we don't really understand our personal relationship with change. So what I'm going to be talking about today is ways in which I've changed, ways in which I've seen clients change, and the insights I have gained about what that sweet spot, that oil that greases the wheels of positive change. So if you've got some way in which you're feeling a little stuck, if you've got some success story you'd love to share, we would love to hear from you. And again, Benny, why don't you go ahead and give out that number, because I want to make sure people have it.
Sure. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
You know, decades ago, I faced the early stages of cancer. And it was interesting because it was a type of lymphoma where doctors said early treatment's not helpful. We're going to wait and watch until it gets to be bad enough, and then we will start you on weekly chemotherapy. And what they didn't tell me, but I ultimately read in the medical literature, is that the protocol for that type of cancer is that you stay on chemo the rest of your life. And so there I was, kind of thrown into this emotional abyss. I was feeling good, but, you know, emotionally I was thinking, oh my gosh, you know, my life is going to be shortened. My quality of life is going to be reduced. You know, I was looking forward to, you know, not what I had expected. And I felt very sad about it. But this was many, many years ago, before there was a lot of information out there, before there were shows like this, before there were books and workshops by people who understood the mind-body connection. But there were a few things out there. Louise Hay's book had come out, her first book, and you know, she started talking about the mind-body connection. And there were just a handful of other books as well. And I happened upon a therapist who was just brilliant and understood the value of meditation and the mind-body connection. So I changed my life in a variety of ways. And I worked hard through visualization, meditation, shifted my diet a bit for a while. There were all sorts of things that I did. And interestingly enough, this cancer disappeared. And I was excited. I was thrilled. And yet I was a little, and I thought, well, this relates to my belief. You know, I believe that I had light and perfection flowing through my body, and therefore I healed. And so then I started hearing about, you know, some of the manifestation techniques and this concept of we can manifest our reality by visualizing, by doing affirmations. And I thought, this is great. Belief is everything. So, you know, whenever I've got something completely figured out, the universe likes to say, oh yeah, well, here's another perspective here. Flip side of the coin. So fast forward about a decade, and I had gone from being a research statistician and then a stay-at-home mom to a healer. I knew intuitively that I was meant to go into healing. And so I was fascinated by this type of healing that I ultimately ended up teaching. But I went to the seminar, and I thought, oh, this man who's teaching us how to heal, I mean, of course he can do it, but I can't do it, you know. And I learned what I needed to learn. And I thought, well, okay, I'm supposed to do this. So I'm going to go out and I'm going to hang a shingle. And but I really did not believe in my ability to facilitate healing. And strangely enough, the first big healing I happened to see, this man had been dragged in by his wife. He was very, very ill. And he made it very clear that he only did it to please his wife. He did not believe in the woo-woo stuff. And as it turns out, he had a major healing. So there I am, kind of perplexed. It's like, okay, well, you know, I thought belief was everything. I had it figured out. And move forward to this place of facilitating the healing where I didn't believe I could do it. He didn't believe in it. So belief had nothing to do with it. So there I was, kind of perplexed, like, totally excited. And I moved forward and I facilitated lots and lots of healings. And, you know, I thought, okay, so I guess facilitating healing is somehow different from, you know, visualizing yourself into wellness. Oh, these things just work differently, but it didn't sit well for my, that analytic part of myself. So I sort of put the question out to the universe. Meanwhile, I'm watching people in my practice sometimes have amazing healings or, you know, be triggered to have these huge shifts in their lives in terms of their circumstances, you know, suddenly falling in love, in terms of their, like, their careers. They were healing in ways that went well beyond the body, but not all of them healed. Not all of them had the kinds of healings that they wanted. Not all of them got the same kinds of transformations that they wanted. And for me personally, it's like I had healed myself of cancer, right? And yet there I was having issues with my gallbladder ultimately. And I thought, I can heal this. I healed cancer, so I can certainly heal my gallbladder. Well, guess what? I ended up needing a surgeon to help me to heal that. Anyway, so I was really perplexed over the years. It's like, okay, well, first of all, this conscious manifestation, you know, technique using visualization seems to work differently than the approach to healing that I was using. And okay, so but what is there some sort of overarching model, some key that can actually give us insight into how all positive change occurs? And so I put the question out there, and ultimately I just sort of downloaded one day about what that was. And it just, it's like all of a sudden, all these things I've been learning in terms of manifestation techniques, in terms of spiritual approaches to living, in terms of how I learned to facilitate healing and how I did facilitate healing for so many, and the ways in which some of us get stuck, it's like it all made perfect sense. And I call that model the vibration of change. But here's what it comes down to. Our ability to shift depends entirely on our energetic relationship with the here and now. Our energetic, the high frequency vibration of our relationship to what is. And I'll talk a little bit about how we're vibrational beings and what that means in terms of just the pragmatic approach to daily life when we come back here in just a few moments. Chances are you've been on your conscious journey for many years, and you've learned a lot about manifesting a wonderful life. But if you are like many others on their spiritual paths, you may still have some area of your life where you're feeling stuck. Perhaps you've read many books, attended lots of workshops, listened to many programs, and done plenty of inner work, and yet there is still something you'd like to change. With all the information out there, it may be hard to see the forest for the trees. Do you want to get a bird's eye view of that forest so you are empowered to navigate more effectively? Do you want to know the key to positive change and develop a personalized strategy for creating the changes you desire? Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for a 4-week webinar series beginning January 9th. Start your new year right and embrace the vibration of change. For more information, visit ChristineUpchurch.com. That's ChristineUpchurch.com or call 425-999-9836.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
I don't feel the sun's coming out today. Staying in, maybe it's gonna find another way. Yeah, yeah. As I sit here in this misery, I don't think I'll ever know, Lord, see the sun from here.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, before the break, I was talking about how I've come to understand that the magic oil that greases the wheels of positive change is having the right kind of relationship with the here and now, the right kind of relationship with what is. And, you know, it's funny because there are lots of things out there that are designed to help us do exactly that. Here's the basic understanding. First of all, we're vibrational beings, and it's both the dense vibration of our bodies and the high frequency vibration of our thoughts, the light that flows through us. We attract our reality based on that higher frequency vibration and also the steps we take in our lower density vibration of our bodies. So really, the question becomes, how do we shift? Now, from a quantum physics perspective, it's actually quite simple. All right. In quantum physics, they are like all particles apparently have both a particle and a wave aspect of themselves. And so like the particle will have all these potential waves, and then it will essentially like take a wave and it will collapse into a new particle form. So translating that into our lives, the same sort of thing occurs, I believe. It's because we're made up of you know, quantum level things, and we're also working in the quantum field with, you know, the information we're putting out there about our thoughts, our vibration, our emotions, everything that creates that vibration, we're interacting with the field. So here we are in our current particle form of reality, right? Like your life, wherever you're at right now, that's a particle form, right? But you're also generating this higher frequency vibration, which is creating all these potential waves. So think of it like you've got this one spot, and think of it sort of like almost like like a rocket. Like there's a rocket that's going to be shooting things out in various directions from that one spot. And so you see one go one direction, then over to the other side of, you know, and then, okay, one, you know. So think about all those places where that rocket could shoot. And think of that as the potential waves taking you to that next particle form of reality. Well, where we're at, generally speaking, there's something that we want, and the universe knows it because we are vibrating that high-frequency vibration of what it is we desire. And also, whether we actually have consciously thought of it or not, on a soul level, there are things which we have sort of put out there as, this would help me to expand, this would help me to share my gifts. So it's kind of like those waves already exist. So there you are, you know, in this particle form, you know, of your reality, and you want to ride the wave and collapse that wave into the next particle form of reality, to that next stage that you want to be at, that thing you want to manifest, you know, whether we're talking about relationship, whether you're talking about a shift in your career, whether we're talking about abundance, whether we're talking about health. It's, you have to ride that wave to shift. So here's the deal. The only way to ride that wave is to be energetically connected to the current particle form. In other words, taking that into, like, you know, into English of what it means with our life circumstances, is we have to be magnetized to what is. We have to be somehow connected to the here and now, or else we can't ride that wave. So here's what most people do, okay? And I've been guilty of this many times in my life, and probably even on a daily basis, actually. It's kind of like saying, I really want to drive my car from Seattle to New York. I really want to drive to Seattle. Or did I say Seattle to New York? Benny, were you listening? I'm thinking New York to Seattle, okay? Because I like it here in Seattle. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like New York too, but
cross country run. Mm-hmm.
So, want to drive my car from New York to Seattle.
Got it.
I really want to do that. But what many of us do is we stand on the street corner in Chicago and say, I really want to drive my car to New York or to Seattle from New York. What you really have to do is you have to get back to New York, get your butt in the car in order to drive it across to Seattle. So energetically, what we often do, instead of embracing the here and now, we push ourselves away from it. Like, I don't want to be here, but I really want to go there. So think of it in terms of you really want to be catching the wave, you know, that one of those rockets, you know, aimed at that other aspect of reality, that future thing that you really want to manifest. But you're doing anything but being at that current particle form of reality, energetically speaking. So in other words, we have to get back to the here and now energetically in order to manifest our desires, in order to manifest that expansion, in order to make that positive change that we so desperately want on one level or another. So the question becomes, how do we do that? And the question also becomes, how do we avoid doing that, right? Because if it's something that we want to embrace, then we have to figure out how we are actually sabotaging ourselves by not doing that. Well, think in terms of not wanting to be in your certain situation, your current situation, okay? I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this. Well, here's the flip side of that same coin. The more you say you don't want it, the more you feel you don't want it, the more you have the vibration of not wanting it, the further away from that current particle form of reality you're at. So you can't ride the wave. So here's the thing. If you're really thinking in terms of how you don't want your current reality, you're going to keep manifesting more of the same. Seems kind of paradoxical, but true. Okay, but here's the thing. There are different ways to embrace, you know, our current here and now. There are different ways of embracing the present moment. We can be really unhappy with our current situation, but we can learn to embrace the here and now energetically in a variety of ways. A lot of the things that we talk about on this show are precisely that. They're designed, by design, they're actually going to help you do that, such as meditation. Brings you into the present moment awareness, where instead of worrying about what's, you know, going on in your life, you're actually in the present moment, which is magnetizing you to the present moment. Secondly, some of the manifestation techniques out there. Let's say that you're doing some visualizing. There's something you want to visualize to create in your life, and you're thinking, I'm really excited about manifesting this. I really want to manifest this such and such, you know. And you get into your imagination. Maybe you're doing it in meditation. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're driving the car and all of a sudden you're feeling really inspired, kind of going into this imagination of what your life would be like if you had this. Well, guess what? As you're imagining it, as you're sort of in there in your mind and sort of allowing your emotions to go there, on a vibrational level, you're embracing that version of reality, right? You're like really excited. In other words, you're embracing the here and now, because your energetic vibrational, you know, being does not relate to time, right? You're thinking about it in the future, but it's making you happy right now. You're embracing it energetically. So visualization is a way of embracing or magnetizing yourself to the current moment. And there are other ways. And here's the thing. So when I healed myself of cancer, that's exactly what I was doing. Not only envisioning what it was I wanted to manifest, not only envisioning like which wave I wanted to catch, I was bringing myself to the here and now and embracing what is. Well, okay, the flip side was that healing that I manifested, right? The first one that shocked me so much because I didn't believe I could do it, right? He didn't believe I could do it. He didn't believe that it would be possible in those terms. But what I was doing as a practitioner was just sort of exploring the quantum field and being present with what is. And there I was, just allowing and observing. And what did that do? That created a vibration of being present with what is, being embracing of what is. And guess what, folks? Our vibrations affect each other. So there I am in this wonderful place, and my vibration, or the vibration that was getting generated, was affecting his vibration. And by being in that vibration, his mind, body, spirit already knew what it was he wanted to manifest, right? So he was able to catch that wave and have this amazing healing that he didn't expect, that I didn't expect, but because we were able together to help shift his vibration to embracing the here and now. So it's really the sweet spot. And there's so many things out there that teach us how to do this. There's great wisdom out there. We've had some of the people, some of the experts on this show, and they talk about the importance of embracing whatever is, right? Which is, it's a rather advanced thing to do sometimes, you know, but it actually gets us to that sweet spot of change. And, you know, mindfulness, that sort of observation type awareness actually does that as well. Because we're actually sort of stepping outside of ourselves and observing. And that kind of observation perspective gets us to this place of, you know, whatever's happening is okay. So that gets us there. Some of the meditations that both, let's say, Greg Braden teaches with the heart math stuff, or that Dr. Joe Dispenza teaches about, and he was on the show a couple of weeks ago, it actually either gets you sort of outside of yourself, where your mind and your body are less important and you're just sort of interacting with the field. And in that place, you're embracing the here and now, or you're connecting with your heart energy. And guess what? In the heart does not judge what's right or wrong, what's good or bad. And the way you know that is when you lose a loved one, you grieve. Your heart just allows the feelings to flow through. So if you're in that heart energy, or you're actually sort of stepping out of yourself in one way or another, that too can help you embrace the vibration of change. So here's the question. I'm really curious about you and your journeys, because, you know, I talk to all sorts of people, but I rarely get to talk to you, the listener. So if you're listening right now and you want to call in and share about something you've learned, some way in which you've healed or created a wonderful change in your life, or talk about maybe some way that you're stuck, please give us a call. And Benny's got the number.
800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
I look forward to talking to you soon.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, we're doing something a little different today because I want to talk about the vibration of change. I think we all crave it, and I know that on an external level, we're kind of blown away with some of the things that have been happening. It is disturbing. It is. There are many of us who are desiring to create positive change on this planet. And we've been working hard at creating positive change within our lives. And we're feeling a little off kilter sometimes because things aren't going the way we want them to. So anyway, you know, we are talking about that sweet spot of change, the vibration of change. And if you have a success story that you'd like to share about something you've magically manifested, or perhaps a way in which you're feeling a little stuck, please give us a call because I would love to chat with you. I don't get to chat with you guys very often. I know you're listening. You know, I see people getting onto the website from, what was over 90 countries at this point. And I know you're out there. So, Benny, please give us the number again.
Sure. 800-930-2819. The number again, 800-930-2819. I know, don't be bashful or embarrassed. And if you need to change your name to protect you, that's fine with me. We would love you and we have open arms.
Right. So, yeah. And I'll also pull a card for you if you want, because that's always fun.
Bonus.
Yes, yes. So anyway, one of the things I've been thinking about is how I personally don't embrace change, and how I actually manage to embrace that sweet spot of the current moment. And I find myself like, oh gosh, there's certain things that I do that really keep me away from it. For instance, when I start to spin out of control, when say, you know, I'm trying to get something done technologically and things aren't working out, generally speaking, what I need to do is I need to step away. Now, having worked in the sort of high frequency vibration for a long time as a healer and as a teacher, it's, I can mess up technology really well. In fact, Benny, you know, when I go get my hair done, they've got this computer and they've got, you know, something connected to it and they're running the credit cards.
Oh, I thought you meant someone's cutting your hair through a computer. I'm like, wait. What?
So when I'm going to pay at the end,
okay.
They've discovered that if I stand too close, the machine won't work.
Oh, I can see that.
So they'll say, Chris, can you please back away? No, farther back. It's still not working. So
just go and stand out in the parking lot. You know, your money's good here. Nobody. Just,
there was one time where I just had to hand them cash, you know.
You throw it.
Yes.
You have a lot of spiritualness around you and a lot of power.
Right. That's and yet, bonus. The thing right. that gets me really off kilter, where I'm not embracing the current moment, where I'm not in that sort of vibrational ease that connects me, to magnetizes me to my current particle form. And that is having problems with technology or dealing with some total inefficiency with a bureaucracy. I swear, either of those things can put me over the edge and undo decades of my psycho-spiritual development. But anyway, those are the things that kind of set me off. I found that when I drive in the car, it used to sort of put me at, you know, sort of at unease when somebody was really misbehaving. And now I've gotten to a place where I can kind of observe it and not take it personally. You know, the inner work that you do where you stop taking things personally really does help you kind of embrace what is. And that can be very, very helpful. But one of the things I've also discovered is that sometimes there's an aspect of embracing what is that relates to vulnerability. And here's the point. If you don't feel comfortable being vulnerable in a situation, like not in a situation, say, where you're speaking on the radio or you're, you know, talking to somebody at work, but rather like when you're in a situation where you're personally connecting with somebody, you're in relationship with them, or you're doing something that you normally do and you really cannot feel vulnerable because it's not safe, then you can never truly embrace that vibration of change. And I personally did this within the context of a dysfunctional marriage. I did not feel safe to be vulnerable. And there's an aspect of closing off the vulnerability that keeps us distanced from the current moment, in a sense, energetically speaking. So I've discovered that I need to be, in order to really facilitate change, I need to have plenty of time where I can feel supported, where I feel cared for, including self-care, where I can kind of just sort of embrace what is. I've also discovered that being a part of workshops where people are consciously working to transform or to heal can be very, very empowering too, because when you have hope, when you are with like-minded people, whether you are in an audience together or whether you are sort of online together, and people are coming together to create change both in their own lives or perhaps more globally, then that actually feels really good and allows me to kind of be in that here and now vibration where I can embrace what is, energetically speaking. So that can be very, very powerful as well. So really, I think that it's beneficial if you can think in terms of what actually makes you sort of on an energetic level at unease, where you're kind of pushing yourself away from the here and now. It's helpful to understand that that is actually going to keep you stuck in the here and now. So it's actually quite beneficial if you can just be self-aware, maybe make some notes in a journal, and start to evaluate how you are responding to the current moment. Now, there's some other aspect of all this, and this relates to our personality profiles, our change profiles, as I call them. I've got five different profiles that relate to how we interact with change, right? So, you know, it can be a little confusing because there's so many different approaches out there. And as I've said, you know, I've touched upon several approaches and about how they actually do really help us to vibrationally embrace the here and now. And they're great, except when they don't coincide with our personality, our natural tendencies towards change. So here's the deal. With I have defined five different personality profiles relating to change. One of them is called the playwright. Now, the playwright, you might be one yourself or you might know somebody like this. The playwright is really into these conscious manifestation techniques because they love to define exactly what they want to manifest, right? They've got a great imagination. They can be driving down the road, you know, sitting in the stop and go traffic of the freeway and really be kind of excited about something that's in their imagination that they would like to manifest, right? They're envisioning it. And they like to be very specific with the universe. I find these people kind of amusing, but they get a kick out of defining exactly, say, what kind of partner they want to manifest. Oh, she needs to have green eyes and have red hair and be between 5'6" and 5'8". Or this job needs to pay me, this job I'm going to manifest needs to pay me, you know, more than $85,000 or whatever it is. They get very, very specific. And they get a real kick out of when they end up manifesting something very, very specific. Now, okay, so that's one type. The next type is what I call the director. Now, the director is the kind of person who likes to organize things in terms of step by step by step. They really like the behavioral approaches because that makes them feel safe, which allows them to kind of embrace what is. Then there's somebody I call the producer. Now, the producer kind of goes in between sort of like being a director and then pulling themselves away. They actually like to get into the nitty-gritty of the taking the steps and having that kind of planned out. But then they like to sort of get the bird's eye view of how things are working and what it is they're manifesting. So they sort of go in and out between close view and really getting very methodical about it and stepping back and saying, how are things manifesting? What might we need to tweak or change? And are we really heading the direction we want to head? Then there is the actor. Now the actor is kind of interesting because they're less worried about the external things that they manifest or even the circumstances on some level that they're manifesting. And they're more concerned about the kinds of relationships they're manifesting. And yes, relationships are really, really important for us, for all of us. And yet it's more important to them about how they relate to people at work than actually where they work or what job they have. So they like to navigate based on relationships. And so the kinds of interactions they have with people really helps determine like what kind of ease they have around the current moment. Now, the fifth and final profile for change, I call the patron. Now, the patron is very different in that they kind of don't like to have to get very specific because they want to trust in the wisdom of the universe. Now, we all need to trust and let go because that is a powerful place to embrace the current moment and allow the flow to help us to change, right? Ride that wave to the next reality of what we want to manifest. However, these people feel kind of uneasy about having to get very specific. They, although they're willing to take steps when they're inspired, they don't want to have to do the step-by-step planning. They don't want to have to get in their imagination and tell the universe exactly what they want to manifest. But instead, they want to just sort of be at ease and see what the universe brings to them. I think of them kind of like a two-year-old child in that they, they want dinner, but they also expect dinner to appear, right, on the table. Every once in a while, they might be inspired and say, hey, I want spaghetti tonight. But generally speaking, they don't want to have to determine the things. And they trust that their dinner will arrive. The things that they want will come and they will be well cared for. So when we return, we're going to talk a little bit about the why certain approaches to spirituality and change may actually impede our progress for the various change profiles. And I'd love to talk to you, and I know there are people listening. So what's the number, Benny, if they should want to call in?
Yep, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
More about the vibration of change here in just a few moments. Chances are you've been on your conscious journey for many years and you've learned a lot about manifesting a wonderful life. But if you are like many others on their spiritual paths, you may still have some area of your life where you're feeling stuck. Perhaps you've read many books, attended lots of workshops, listened to many programs, and done plenty of inner work, and yet there is still something you'd like to change. With all the information out there, it may be hard to see the forest for the trees. Do you want to get a bird's eye view of that forest so you are empowered to navigate more effectively? Do you want to know the key to positive change and develop a personalized strategy for creating the changes you desire? Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for a 4-week webinar series beginning January 9th. Start your new year right and embrace the vibration of change. For more information, visit ChristineUpchurch.com. That's ChristineUpchurch.com or call 425-999-9836.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, I am talking about change, our need for change, our desire for change, and that vibration of change, that magic sweet spot where we can shift our lives. And it's funny, you know, this is sort of an aside because I am going to talk a little bit more about the personality profiles and how we relate to change differently. But I just wanted to mention about something. Now, one of the things that I've experienced in my life, both as a giver and a receiver, is control. You know, when we have control issues, wanting to control things in our lives, that actually keeps us away from embracing the here and now. And when others are trying to control us, then that energy can have that same kind of effect. And in fact, our vibration is affected by others. Our vibration is, in fact, affected by other people's belief systems. So keep in mind that really what we think and what we feel is only a part of it, but what we expose ourselves to, vibrationally speaking, affects our vibration. So really do think in terms of what it is that you might have around you in a relationship or at work or, you know, in whatever situation where you are keeping yourself away from embracing what is on a, like a subtle level. You can usually feel that unease in your body. Your body is a great decipherer of whether you're in that current present moment or not. I mean, think in terms of how you feel when you go out into nature and you just give yourself a chance to take some deep breaths and just be present. I mean, nature is one of these great things that is always embracing that higher frequency vibration of what is. It's in the present moment. Animals are often in the present moment. So it's the sort of thing where when you expose yourself to that, it actually helps you magnetize to your current here and now, which allows the change to occur. But also pay attention to how you might be sort of pushing that away just because of who you have around you or what situations you put yourself into. Okay, so back to these change profiles. There are five of them. I'm just going to give you a couple of examples of what might be good or what might not be good for the different profiles. So I don't know if any of these spoke to you. Maybe you are a playwright. You like to get very, very specific about what you want to manifest. And that brings you a lot of joy. Well, cool. It's a very powerful place to be in your imagination, loving what is in your mind, at least, because that allows you to sort of, you know, magnetize to allow yourself to get on that wave of change. Okay, so of course, conscious manifestation techniques, visualization, vision boards, affirmations can be really beneficial for you because it can get you into that vibration of loving what is. But here's something that might not be so great. Gratitude journals, you know, speaking things that you're grateful for every day and making that list at the end of the day, the beginning of the day, it can be very powerful. However, if the playwright is feeling a little out of alignment and not really loving what is and is having a hard day, actually focusing on like trying to come up with a list of loving what is can be very, very difficult and can actually get them out of alignment. In other words, they start to think, instead of being in that imaginary place of what they want to manifest, they're focusing on what they're struggling with and trying to find, you know, things to be grateful for. It can actually cause them issues and keep them from embracing what is, which is kind of counterintuitive. But if they're inspired, they're feeling good, you know, they've just worked out, you know, just had something pleasant happen, just had a good meal that made them happy, you know, whatever. That approach to say making that list of what you're grateful for can actually be very beneficial, but not always. Now, for the director and the producer, you know, those behavioral approaches of change where you plan things out really, really well, that can actually give the person some ease because, oh gosh, it's all planned out step by step. I can relax and allow things in this moment. So that planning and that structure can be very, very beneficial. Now, where you can end up getting kind of sabotaged, energetically speaking, is if you're not willing to shift. You need to be able to really be truthful about what is in the moment and allow yourself to perhaps shift course if need be. That's an important piece of it. Now, okay, so the actor, it's like if you're really so incredibly relationship-based and instead of focusing on what it is you want to manifest in terms of, say, that the amount of money you want to earn or even, let's say, the circumstances of exactly what your new apartment's going to look like, whatever, think in terms of how you want to feel because you are a very feeling-based person. Yes, we all are feeling-based and getting ourselves into positive feelings can be very beneficial for facilitating change. But for the actor, it is particularly important. That feeling level is essential. Also, pay really close attention to the feelings that you get exposed to from others because that affects you, vibrationally speaking. Now, fifthly, I guess, I don't even know if that's a word. And the fifth category is the patron, where the patron wants the universe to decide. So, if you happen to fit into that category, the conscious manifestation techniques can feel overwhelming. I've had people in my vibration of change classes say, thank you, thank you, thank you for giving me permission to stop trying to use the manifestation techniques. Because for the patron, they're very evolved. They trust in the wisdom of the universe. They can be great at getting themselves into embracing what is, right? But when they have to sort of imagine things and plan things out, even just for the manifestation, you know, of what they desire, that can make them feel overwhelmed. And it actually keeps them away from embracing the present moment. The exception to that, though, is when they're feeling inspired and thinking, oh, I would like to manifest, you know, this kind of relationship or that type of food for dinner or whatever it is, to wait until inspired to actually sort of plan things out in the imagination. So finally, I just wanted to emphasize again that magic sweet spot of change relates to energetically embracing what is, because we can only get there from here. It's true in our physical reality, right? But it's also true in the energetics, the high frequency energetics of what we are manifesting. And we want to ride that wave to that potential reality. So think in terms of how you can create ease in your life on a moment-to-moment basis. Begin to pay attention to how you feel in your current moment and when you were sort of distancing yourself from what is. And see if you can shift that around through whatever self-care, and whatever kind of way you think you can get from being sort of away from what is, not wanting what is, to embracing what is, even if it's a brief diversion from a difficult day. So I thank you for joining me here today. And I want to let you know that in January, I'm doing a four-week webinar series. I've taught all around the world, and I've taught for many, many years. And I finally, I'm deciding, you know what? I can reach all around the world by staying in my office and reaching out to you. So if there's something about your life that you'd like to shift, I invite you to just go to my website, christineupchurch.com, go to events, and check that out. And in the meantime, I hope that you embrace the vibration of change. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.